This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Western Illinois University President Jack Thomas was back in Springfield to lobby for higher education funding. He told state lawmakers there is nothing left to cut at the university. The state's gone 20 months without a budget, and higher education has paid the price. The stopgap funding measure approved last June and a special payment in December have provided Western with only a fraction of the state funding it would normally expect. Dr. Thomas says the budget situation is unacceptable.
It has created a crisis of confidence. Illinois is the second largest exporter of migration of students to other states. And we have a budget problem as well as trying to keep students in our state. So, and we've made various reductions here across the university in various ways. We've had furloughs. We've cut programs, not just academic programs, but programs across the university. We've had salary reductions. It's time for the state, for the legislators and the governor to come together to invest in higher education.
What, if this continues, what might you still need to do at Western? Is there anything more you can do?
As I told the legislators, we've done all we can do. But if we have no budget, then we'll be forced to do other things. We have plans in place. It depends on the budget situation. If we get funding, it would be great. If we don't, then it will really continue to erode higher education.
Do you anticipate you will need to drop more majors as we go along?
At this point, I would say, no, but who knows what the future holds. I can't say we will not, but right now, no.
Why not? Why were four majors dropped and that's where you're stopping?
Well, again, we look at the crisis of confidence. We have made necessary reductions with low-enrolled programs. We kept the minors, and we kept as many people employed as possible. You want to do the less damage as possible to your university. We take pride in the people who are here at this university. The people are the individuals who make this institution or who have made this institution what it is today. So we try to keep as many people employed as possible.
Do you think there will be a need for furloughs in the next fiscal year, or is it too soon to say right now because we don't know if there will be a budget?
Well, we're very hopeful that we don't have to do furloughs next year, but who knows? We're just very hopeful that we will get a budget prior to next year.
Are you actively lobbying on behalf of any particular plan, some sort of revenue increase, an increase in the income tax rate, anything like that?
I have not just lobbied specifically for those areas that you just mentioned. I just lobbied for an appropriate budget for this year and to restore from last year as well.
Do you see a need for the state to bring in more money, however it might be done?
Oh, you're trying to get around that question, right? There are various ways that they could do that, and I'm going to leave that up to the legislators.
Dr. Jack Thomas is president of Western Illinois University. He says the state cannot continue to function without a budget. He says it's frustrating because it prevents Western and other public universities from planning for the future. Thomas says despite the uncertainty, Western continues to educate and graduate students who go on to be productive citizens. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.